Hello and welcome to the English with Andrea podcast. I'm your teacher, Andrea Giordano from studywithandrea.com. I'm so glad you joined me today. Today we are continuing our TOEFL series, all about the TOEFL test. And we will be discussing all kinds of topics related to TOEFL in this series, so make sure you don't miss an episode. If you are ready to prepare for the TOEFL test, make sure you go to studywithandrea.com/TOEFL to get all the resource preparation materials that you need. I have video courses, audio packs, downloads, and much more at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. That's studywithandrea.com/TOEFL to download the resources that will help you get your dream score. In this lesson, we will be talking all about what English vocabulary you need to know to get your dream score on the TOEFL test. So on the TOEFL test, you must know your English vocabulary. You will need a deep knowledge of English vocabulary for every section of the test: listening, reading, speaking, and writing. Vocabulary is in everything with the TOEFL test, so understanding important English words has never been more important than it is for the TOEFL. You will be asked to identify the meaning of words and phrases from reading passages in reading sections. And there are different ways that you will be tested on your vocabulary knowledge. So here is what a vocabulary question might sound like. Number one, it could say, the word X in the passage is closest in meaning to. Or number two, the phrase X in the passage is closest in meaning to. Or number three, in stating X, the author means that dot, dot, dot. So in those example questions, X represents the vocabulary word or phrase you are being tested on. So there's going to be a variety of ways that they test your knowledge of those vocabulary words. So what are some key strategies for the TOEFL reading section? Here I have four key strategies for you to knowing how to answer vocabulary questions. Number one, look at context clues. Context clues. So you look at the sentences around the word to help you identify the meaning of a single word. This is called looking for context clues. You want to notice what part of speech, meaning noun, adjective, adverb, etc., the word is. You also want to notice what the general tone and topic is of the passage. So for a scientific topic, you won't likely have a word with an informal meaning. If it's a conversation about family, you probably won't have a formal or academic meaning of the word. So looking at that context, what the theme, what the topic is all about, that will help you understand what the meaning should be for that word. Number two, my second piece of advice is to break long words into small pieces. So have you ever seen a word like desertification and thought, what in the world does that mean? Desertification. It's such a long word. How will I ever know the meaning? Well, the good news is that long words in English can usually be divided into small parts. So let's look at the word desertification. Let's look at the root word desert. Well, we know a desert is a dry, hot place with lots of sand. And then we see the component ific means making into. So it's a suffix. Making into is what ific means. So we know it's making into a desert. And then shun, T-I-O-N, means the act of. So if you put that all together, desertification means the act of making something into a desert. It's pretty simple if you just know the small parts. It's important to know your root words, suffixes, and prefixes. If you know those going into the TOEFL exam, then you will be successful. And then when you are in the test, just break those long words up into small pieces. All right, my number three piece of advice would be eliminate answer options that are definitely wrong. So if you cross out words or if you eliminate words that you know are not synonyms for the vocabulary word because they don't fit into context or something just doesn't feel right, then you will only have two or three likely answers left to choose from. That's much better than four. If you eliminate some of the choices in the answers, you have a higher percentage chance of getting that right answer. This increases your percentage chance that you will get that question correct. It also increases your confidence that you have a better chance of getting it right. So just eliminate those answers that are obviously wrong because of context clues. Number four, substitute answer options in the sentence to see which one sounds right. Now, I love this solution. Once you have narrowed down your answer options to two or three responses, you read the original sentence with each answer option substituted with that vocabulary word. That will help you identify which answer is the correct one. So let's try an example here. Here is the sentence we're going to pull from the passage. Emily issued a reciprocal invitation to lunch to be polite. Emily issued a reciprocal invitation to lunch to be polite. So here would be the question on the TOEFL test. The word reciprocal is closest in meaning to A, mutual, B, model, C, academic, or D, specific. All right, so if you're not sure what reciprocal is, then you should substitute each possible answer into that original sentence. So this is what it sounds like. For A, it would be Emily issued a mutual invitation to lunch to be polite. Or B, Emily issued a model invitation to lunch to be polite. C, Emily issued an academic invitation to be polite. Or D, Emily issued a specific invitation to lunch to be polite. So which of those four sentences made the most sense to you when you substituted the meaning for the vocabulary word? Hopefully, you chose answer A. Mutual is the best meaning for reciprocal. So what is the way to learn TOEFL vocabulary quickly? I created a course for you that has hundreds of TOEFL test vocabulary words. They are high-level words, C1 and C2 on the Sefer scale, and they are 100-plus words for the TOEFL test. This is the ultimate vocabulary preparation pack, and I created it for you so that you can get your dream score on the TOEFL test. To learn more about this pack, go to studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. That's studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. TOEFL. Thanks so much for joining me today. And until next episode of the podcast, happy learning.